Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Take-Two Interactive Software, Inc., a major player in the video game industry known for its popular franchises like Grand Theft Auto and NBA 2K. We'll delve into how behavioral finance impacts their business strategies, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the gaming sector. Let's jump in.
Take-Two Interactive is known for its successful game franchises and innovation in the gaming industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases such as overconfidence and herd behavior influence their decision-making, particularly in game development and market expansion?
Overconfidence and herd behavior play significant roles in Take-Two Interactive strategies. Overconfidence can lead the company to pursue ambitious projects and high-risk investments, believing in their ability to succeed based on past successes. This might drive them to develop groundbreaking games or enter new markets with a strong belief in their innovative edge. Herd behavior also affects their market strategies, as trends within the gaming industry can influence their decisions. For example, if other companies are investing heavily in virtual reality, Take-Two might follow suit, driven by the desire to stay competitive and capitalize on emerging trends.
This overconfidence can drive innovation but also requires careful risk management, while herd behavior can lead to strategic alignment with industry trends.
Exactly. Take-Two's ability to balance confidence with caution while navigating industry trends is crucial for maintaining its competitive edge and achieving sustainable growth.
Moving on to Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Day at Take-Two. How does DEI intersect with behavioral finance in their operations?
DEI is essential for fostering a creative and inclusive environment at Take-Two. From a behavioral finance perspective, a diverse workforce can enhance creativity and innovation by bringing varied perspectives and experiences to game development. This diversity can lead to more engaging and appealing games, attracting a broader audience. For investors, strong DEI practices reflect a company's commitment to modern values and can enhance its reputation. Moreover, DEI efforts can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are vital for the company's long-term success.
Investors are increasingly valuing DEI as it indicates a company's alignment with contemporary values and its potential for long-term growth.
That's right. Take-Two's focus on DEI not only benefits its internal culture but also strengthens its market position and appeal to a diverse audience.
Let's discuss Take-Two's global market strategy. How does the company adapt to various international markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Take-Two's global strategy involves tailoring its games to different cultural and regulatory environments. Behavioral finance helps the company understand and manage the risks associated with entering new markets, such as differing consumer preferences and regulatory requirements. By adapting their offerings to local tastes and preferences while staying attuned to industry trends, Take-Two mitigates risks and leverages opportunities for growth in international markets.
Adapting to local conditions and preferences is crucial for Take-Two to succeed globally and capture diverse audiences.
Exactly. Their ability to navigate these challenges while maintaining a strong brand presence is key to their global success.
Comparing Take-Two Interactive to other gaming companies like Electronic Arts, Activision Blizzard, and Ubisoft, how do their behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Take-Two's focus on blockbuster franchises and high-quality game experiences contrasts with companies like Electronic Arts and Activision Blizzard, which have broader portfolios and focus on both blockbuster hits and recurring revenue models. Ubisoft, like Take-Two, emphasizes strong franchises but also has a unique approach to game development. Take-Two's dynamics are influenced by its specific focus on creating immersive, high-quality games and navigating industry trends and consumer preferences.
And while Electronic Arts and Activision Blizzard have diverse portfolios and revenue models, Take-Two's emphasis on blockbuster titles and innovation shapes its unique market position.
Exactly. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by their focus and market strategies, influencing their investment decisions and risk management.
To wrap up, Take-Two Interactive's business strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles like overconfidence and herd behavior. Their DEI initiatives, global market adaptation, and comparison to other gaming companies all play a role in shaping their investor appeal and market success.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides insight into Take-Two's stock performance and strategic direction.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Keep exploring and stay curious.